one that means you stood up there when the two elders come here to adopt the God of the temple. This special meeting was called the Holy Lord of the Temple. They are sending a three set of minutes to be adopted. Instead of the 19th of August, instead of the 15th of August, instead of the last meeting. So we agree that we will meet today to look at those minutes and amend the way it was earlier and cut off. So, I'm going to change this meeting officially open. Mindful of the fact that we still need two members of the
two members. Of the long chief.
Yes, I was saying, colleague, that I'm calling this meeting to order and I'm just explaining that the purpose of this special meeting is actually to look at the outstanding business of the ARCO committee, taking into account that today is actually the last day of the life of this ARCO committee. We still have some few hours, of course, to inhale and exhale. I think up to 12 o'clock midnight. So we still have some few hours to exist. I'm also saying that there were three sets of minutes that we did not adopt as a result of the concentration on the report of the ARCO committee, which consumed most of our time, especially in the last meeting. So we have a set of minutes of the 19th of August and the minutes of the 15th of August, sorry, 15th of October and the 17th of October to adopt. And of course, we've got one outstanding issue that the members have been raising. We will decide what to do and how to deal with that. That is the issue of the oversight, the challenges around the oversight that we undertook. But over and above the agenda, I just want to indicate to members that going through the reports and the minutes, I realize that there is an omission on our part as a committee that we need to rectify, and as a result, I therefore want to propose that I've realized that we have excluded in our report the issue of women and the land. We did not, look at it, and it did not even craft a resolution around that. This is why you see that this is a single page that I circulated there, which is just a proposal to say, even if we adopted the report, I want to suggest humbly that we don't completely exclude the issue of women, because during the period of, just go through my notes quickly. During the meeting of the 6th of August, that is basically our first meeting, if we get the minutes of that meeting, somewhere in 5.3.3, we do mention women, land, rights issues that we need to take into account. And of course, also if you look at the report of the workshop of the 7th and 8th, that's the first workshop that was held just a day before the committee was established, which was led by the department, by the portfolio committee of the department. The issue of women and land is also highlighted there. So Abengo proposed that much as the process of the report has been dealt with, but the committee agreed that we insert a part that talks about women, and then we make that recommendation at the end. So that's the proposal I want to make to this meeting. And I want to hear the view of members, the views of members. Before we deal with the body of the recommendation, are we agreeing with the principle?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, I agree, because they also made some submissions on all our subsidiaries. And they were also invited in Stellenbosch. They participated with women delegates. Thank you.
Seems
there's
a general agreement on the inclusion of that resolution.
Thank you. My only concern, Chair, would the issue of singling out the women, and I haven't truly seen anything in the report that addresses youth and also people with disabilities. So I don't know what you would want to consider around that. I think it's also not been included in the report. Just wanted to raise that to be noted.
So you are suggesting that we include women together with vulnerable sectors like people with disabilities. There's an additional program. Can I hear members? Honorable Man.
Chairperson, I think the Honourable Mandela makes a good point. I do have a concern, though, and that is that the reason why women's land rights issues arose is because they have been prevented, if you will, from having access to land, particularly in communal areas and traditional areas, whereas youth and people with disabilities have not necessarily been discriminated against, if you will. So I think that we are right to focus on the women's land rights issues here, because it is a gender issue. It's not about the youth are not being prevented from having access to land. People with disabilities are not being prevented from having access to land. It's women who are being prevented from having access to land. I think that's something that we just need to be aware of. I'm not saying that Honourable Mandela is wrong. I'm just saying that we need to be aware that this is a women's issue. It's not a youth or a people with disability issue.
Yes, Honourable
Stein. Chairman, I think if we include all those vulnerable groups, we'll cover women's rights. But then we also, because we didn't specifically get any problems regarding that, but I don't think we focused on it really. Maybe if we scratched around, we could have found that there might also be problems regarding youth and people with disabilities. Because we didn't find it, it doesn't say it doesn't happen. And I think it won't be a problem if we just include it.
You're saying it won't be a problem?
No.
It won't be a problem.
No.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Professor. I thought that the report will be based on what we were doing on the ground. Because first, there was a public hearing. And then those people presented, and we took a decision that we are going to visit three provinces. From where those people actually who presented were giving their pertinent issues to their provinces. That's why we have decided to go to Limpopo, Northwest, and KwaZulu-Natal. Because most of the women who were actually putting their complaints were coming from KwaZulu-Natal in terms of the communal land. You know. So I thought the report will be based on those reports. Because even now, we are actually talking about those reports. But I'm not saying that yours is not relevant, but I think we need to focus on what we were actually doing. I think the women were part of it. They participated in the process. And then I think since we have identified them, and then we can just focus on those. Just the women, I think it will be fine. Thank you.
Can I just test my understanding, and also find out as we discuss, maybe the committee can think about it. Because the way I'm hearing colleagues, they are not actually saying it's wrong to add people with disabilities and youth. They're simply saying, as Honorable Stain was saying, we do not actually encounter directly or engage directly with these people. But I want to find out, if we don't mention youth and people with disabilities, and simply say, at the end of this resolution, just adding something like, and all vulnerable groups. Without specifically saying youth and people, we specifically mention women, but also cover it by saying and all vulnerable groups in society. We should then cover. Honorable Mandela, take it easy for me.
No, okay. I just want maybe to refresh our work around the provinces we went to, and I don't want honorable members and my colleagues here to be blind to the fact that we did engage youth in these areas we visited. And particularly if you remember in Bujanala Platinum District, there were two controversial youth that were sitting on either side of your desk at a particular era, I think it was Honorable Dambuza that was chairing. Those youth, both of them, raised issues highlighting that they were not particularly satisfied with the traditional leaders in the area. And my concern about the report arises from that, and this is why I'm highlighting, Chairperson, that we need to have a particular or be observant of what the youth were raising in the oversight that we had. So that is why I therefore raised the issue of also touching on the youth and people with disabilities. Not that we are playing down the role and the challenge of women as far as land tenure is concerned, but we should also look at other vulnerable groups. Thank you, Robert.
Can we agree on that, colleagues? Thank you very much. We will capture it in such a way that it acknowledges that there are these vulnerable groups in society, young people and people with disabilities. Okay, in terms of that resolution, I think we are sorted. We will just wait for the quorum to give you the rubber stamp. Let's go back to the minutes now, colleagues. As I indicated, that there are three sets of minutes. There is the first set of the first set of the six was adopted, actually. This one was adopted. So, the 6th of August, that was adopted by the meeting of the 19th. So what we have to deal with firstly is the set of the meeting of the 19th of August. Adopting for now, I'm just saying because I think we're only running short of two members. We can clearly look at it. Once we have two members, we can just simply adopt clearly. You don't have to sit and wait. So the first set of minutes is the one for the 19th. I just want to check if there are any amendments on page one, the 19th of August. The first page. The second page. second page on the presentation by Commission on Restitution and Land Rights. The second bullet from the last, which speaks about relationship with our department on the establishment of sites, SITES. On page 2, page 3, and I must say that page 4. I think on page 4, is there any comment? Page 5. Page 5 on 5.3, I think we just have to correct something here. Concerns, clarities, and questions on the expropriation bill. We might just remove and they were raised as follows. Just remove and they because yes. And then no numbers on 6 presentation of by agriculture. The first paragraph, the last sentence of that paragraph, Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry presented their report and the key issues and not and the key focus areas. They sound minor but they give a different meaning if you read it like that. Page 6. Noted. Let's look at the middle of the 15th of October. Panel members, there was one issue which was outstanding. I seek your guidance in terms of how we proceed with it. We said once we have concluded the work, we will deal with that outstanding members who are complaining about concerning the conduct of the staff members or the resource persons who are accompanying us. Now, as I said that our lifespan will go until 12 o'clock tonight. So I need your guidance now. How do we proceed? Or you want a special extension? Not to deal with the record, but to deal with the other matter. I will be guided by yourself.
Thank you, Chairperson. I remember last time when we had our meeting, we said on our last day, then we will talk about it and come up with a solution to it. So I think this is our last meeting. So maybe we can talk about it now while still waiting for other members to come.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is the time to deal with the matter so that you should lay it to rest and then we can go forth. Thank you.
Who wants to throw the first? I don't want to say punch. What about the punch?
Do we have time, Mr. President? That is my concern. I don't think we do have time because the house is sitting at 2 o'clock. And unfortunately, I've got something to do in the house to deal with my party. When it starts, I have to do that.
What do you say? I hear you, but what do you say?
My suggestion is, well, let us wait until if we may have another body like this. And then before we go on override, we have a meeting with the people concerned. What I'm saying, people concerned here is the people who are in authority over the staff members.
Honorable Sundosa, Honorable Malam, Honorable Fanabas, Honorable Malala, in that order. Oh, Honorable Sector, you'll also be on the list.
I think maybe that is fairly disturbing on mine. I don't know if the members were there as much as I was not there. I think this is a trend in the parliament that you've got such a task to meet. So I thought maybe if it's not for members, maybe to submit what happened or, yeah, I think it would be better than it be raised with the senior management, not even the directors. Senior, I might go there, jump levels and go up, see, this is an issue that is, I'm not sure I'm going to help those who are there by that. Because we might find there are different incidents, so I'm not sure what I'm helping them.
It is a proposal, so
it's fine. Madam, Chairperson, I agree with that proposal. I'd like to extend it a little further and say that the committee delegates to you the responsibility to write to the relevant person, including the speaker, informing them of what the inputs are and a way forward from there. That we delegate that to you, so that you are the central point for coordination and that's those submissions be made in the next couple of days.
It's, Chairperson, I think this is purely an administrative matter. I'm not dealing with disciplining any staff member or whatever. Leave in the hands of the administrative people, the managers. They know how to deal with it, and they will know what went wrong. I think it must be dealt within the administrative group. I don't think I've got anything to say about the work of an administrative person in this parliament. I've got my job, they've got their job, they know what to do.
fully, I'm not taking us all back, but what do we seek to achieve? My real concern. We asked for an extension. An extension to do what? What exactly do we seek to achieve? Are there any results that are going to be seen out of this? So I would really want the members to think through what they are moving here and what will be the result of that. Do we have probable cause to really move the way we are? And if there's dissatisfaction, what was the cause of those dissatisfaction? What do we have tangible to say that this went wrong? And those are the things that I haven't really seen about. I see members are angry or dissatisfied with what happened on the oversight. But what really are the issues or the ingredients of our complaint? If I may just we take through that and need to understand what are we moving and tabling here so that we may want an extension or take it up to the next time such a committee put together. Thank you, Chairman.
District 106, I'll get you and then Honourable Babuza. And Honourable Ngwenyamabila, and you'll be the last one from there. We close the debate.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I don't think we have to go into a long debate or discussion about this. I also don't think we need to get an extension of the portfolio. I think, Chair, what we need to ask is that in future, when there's ad hoc committees, we need to look at the composition of how many staff and from which. I personally felt it was not necessary for every portfolio to have three or four staff members participating and accommodate coming with us. We were not clear of roles of everyone there, and it made it difficult for members to understand how the composition was. Might be understood the composition of the portfolio, but we didn't understand the composition of the staff members. And I just personally feel that I think it was the cost of having so many staff members. If there was a reason to have everyone there, maybe I would have understood it better, but the cost of that was excessive. And that in future we need to look at the composition of the staff component specifically and to clarify the roles of everyone, because I just thought we don't have to take it further from there. I think it needs to be a recommendation for future purposes so that people just know that there were some complications in this time, and maybe the information from the specific staff members that were there could be asked, and they can give their input and comment on that. That's all, Chair. We don't have to have a long debate discussion, but I think as a chairperson, you can just make a recommendation for future such committees, because I don't think it's going to happen soon and in many instances again, but at least for future purposes.
Chairperson, we talk about transparency in this parliament, the government. Day number one, we didn't have water for the whole day, and remember we were detained for 2 hours. Transparency should have said, members, we don't have water because of this rain. There was a day that we did not have food in the evening. They should have indicated to us, they say, today we don't have dinner because of this and this and this and this. You had a serious problem of medication. Up to midnight, you had to wake up until you were continued to go and look for food so you can take medication. What are the issues that we are talking about to say? They should be transparent. The people should be informed if there's no water, reason of us not having water, reason of us not having dinner. And the other thing, you know, all of us, both our staff and ourselves, we are human beings, and we should treat one another with respect. But if I talk to Uthi Silakaya, lovely, he joke, and it doesn't say she must take that opportunity of saying, no, I'm close to this member, even if I don't take instructions from her, I can undermine her because of our relationship. We are human beings. We should treat them with respect. If that respect, if that cordial relationship is there, it must be maintained, but there must be a respect. Transparency, we should be informed. We didn't know the program how Bakanjani, because people were just raising on their chest. Those are the things that we are raising here to say we should have that transparency. Everybody should be informed. Why are we not eating? Why are we not drinking water? Why are we not doing this? And even our chauffeurs must be treated with respect. We should not talk to them as if we are talking to 15 minutes. We should not talk to them as if we are talking to instant time. That should not happen. That's what we are reading here, chapter 7. Thank you very much.
Okay, I think what we are reading here, what we're talking about are the issues that our children, these are our children, must correct tomorrow. It's not that we are talking about these issues to hang them, but we need them to realize their mistakes and correct them so that in the future those mistakes don't happen. Okay, I think we need to be hands-on when we have this oversight and request that everything be presented to the committee first. Logistics, everything must be presented to the committee before we go out. Secondly, Chair, the issue of the budget, because I was just asking myself, you know, in this parliament, when members want to have oversight, they will tell you about the minimum number, the number of members that must go. But when the officials want to go out, that principle doesn't apply. They can be 800 or 200, but members are being limited. What is the responsibility of the members to go out in oversight? What is the problem? Arrangements change. Flight arrangements. What I realize is that when there are changes that are supposed to be done for a member, it takes a decade, or it doesn't happen at all. But when one official has got a problem, one to leave at home from now, everything went well. Then you start to ask yourself, what is that challenge with us if we want our things to be changed? Difficult. But if the officials want us to want to go or want to make some changes on the flight decision, it happened within a second. The issue of the traveling agents that they were using when making the arrangement. You tell the officials, can you please do this? The traveling agent is nowhere to be found. But when they need it, I don't know whether they were true traveling agents. But when they need the traveling agent to correct what they want, the traveling agent to correct, the traveling agent is available. Which is the problem? I think the respect that Member Mabuza is talking about really is needed. We need to respect our children. They have to respect us. If we raise something with them, we must raise it with dignity, because respect is a two-way process. But when the members are to realize that here I'm being undermined, then that is when the members are getting fed up. Because members need to be respected. You know, when a member raises an issue, it must not be a joke. The officials, then they laugh, you know, looking up and down, they laugh. It's just, you know, you're stupid. Each and every issue that is being raised by a member, it must be taken serious. Thank you, Chair.
So the last one.
Yes, thank you very much, Your President. Yeah, mine is with regard to the issue of treatment. I think when we arrived first in Stellenbosch, we were told that they didn't book dinner for us. First thing we arrived, they didn't book dinner for us. We had to go back to our rooms, and then we were called to the room that we can come and have your dinner. So I think also the other issue is with regard to the traveling arrangement. When we arrived there, it was a chaos. It was a chaos in terms of the shuttle station. We didn't actually know what was exactly it. Because the person who was a chauffeur driver, he didn't know that we were going to Enda. He was saying that we were going to sleep over in Polokwane. So there was a chaos there. So our things were actually not done properly. And I think also in terms of the value for money. Because we are there and we are holding government official executive accounts, but what are we doing with our budget? If we are not actually taking care of our budget, then we are as guilty as what we are saying to the executive. I think we had so many staff members, but I'm asking the role of other members, because some they were just basking there, sitting there, and we didn't even see their home. And I only saw just members from our portfolio committee, especially our staff, those are the ones who were doing all the work. But I'm asking about all those other officials coming from other PCs. What were they? I didn't see where they're active from. So I must just say that. So it raises a question of value for money. And the number that actually Honorable Stein just indicated in terms of, we are actually given a number of MPs who must go to do oversight. But when coming to staff, they were not allocated numbers. So each and every person can see that as a holiday. And I think that we need to raise it very sharply, because we are here and we must be seen actually protecting Parliament. And also, because other people will be seeing this as something that we are squandering public money. The last thing is actually we regard to how actually we were actually working, because I think members' role and the official role are different. When we go out, it is us who's doing oversight. In fact, the staff is there to support us, to give us what we actually require to do our work. But I'm asking myself, was that what was actually happening? The answer to me is no. So I think we need to have to send that message through you, Chairperson, to say that we are not satisfied with actually what has happened, so that it could be corrected in future. So that we, other committees, with other committees, this kind of situation must never happen again. But it's through you, Chairperson, we can send a very strong message, so that that could be actually noted, and in future the senior members of the staff can actually look into that, and it can be corrected. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Well, colleagues, can we agree that we have listened to the comments that have been made, the concerns that have been raised?
We need to indicate that while you are identifying the challenges, we need to appreciate the good work on the other side, because we must not talk as if there were just problems. There were the good work, good people who are doing their work, you know, as expected, although we've got these challenges, because, you know, we must not talk as if, you know, all the people are just complaining.
Linda. Just before you leave, can I just make this? Can we agree that we adopt the minutes and the addition on the issue of the women?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Can I just say something quickly before we adjourn, to say that the concerns raised from the colleagues, we will process them through the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform. And once we have looked at them, we will then give proposals to the chairpersons of committees which are part of the other committee. And then we'll take it from there, then we'll make a proposal. Because I think I agree with those colleagues who are saying, we acknowledge what has happened, that the good that actually happened, but we approach this thing as a corrective measure, not as a punishment. Agreed?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. So thank you very much for the participation in this annual committee.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Okay.